AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In historic first, the Senate has confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court.
This is one of the great moments of American history.
Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer pumped his fist moments before the vote confirming Jackson as the court's first black female justice. The 51-year-old federal judge will join the bench this summer once Stephen Breyer steps down, meaning the court's 6-3 conservative tilt will not change. Democrats are hailing Jackson's confirmation as a long-overdue step toward equality. The GOP's Ted Cruz says Jackson will make history for the wrong reason.
I believe she will prove to be the furthest left of any justice to have ever served on the Supreme Court.
Some Republicans argue Jackson's been soft on crime as a judge, though two of the nation's biggest law enforcement groups backed her. Sagar Magani, Washington.
NATO has been meeting in Brussels on the war in Ukraine, agreeing to ramp up the supply of weapons to Kyiv as the country girds for a renewed Russian offensive in the east. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We have a strong sense of urgency. That was something that I think was felt among all allies and partners here today.
The Manhattan District Attorney says a criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump and his business practices is continuing. Alvin Bragg made the rare public statement denying suggestions the 3-year probe is winding down or that a grand jury term expiring this month will impede his office's ability to bring charges. With layoffs at historically low levels, fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. Mortgage rates are rising, 4.72% on average for a 30-year fixed, 3.91% on a 15-year, according to Freddie Mac. Rates have jumped 1.5% in the past 3 months. This is AP News. A founding member of a popular old-school rap group has been convicted of manslaughter. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A New York City jury has found Kid Creole guilty in the stabbing of a homeless man on the street. Prosecutors say the rapper with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five stabbed the man twice in the chest with a steak knife in Midtown Manhattan back in 2017. The jury did not believe the rapper, whose real name is Nathaniel Glover, when he claimed the stabbing of John Jolly was in self-defense. Prosecutors say Kid Creole attacked the man because he thought the victim was gay and was trying to hit on him. Glover is to be sentenced May 4th. Kid Creole is a founding member of the seminal rap group Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, formed in the late 1970s in the Bronx. Their best-known song is The Message from 1982, which told of the gritty life endured by many in one of the nation's most impoverished areas back then. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.